Just briefly, during your remarks about this temple being a source of unity for the community, could you talk a little bit about, for people who are not familiar with what temples are, what you mean by that?
That's a great question. You know, sometimes in communities you may have different high schools and different areas that think, well, we want the temple, we get the temple, we're going to get the temple, and it really has nothing to do with that. The temple will literally bind and bring people together, not only because of the beautification of the area, but when we go to the temple, we serve in love, and it's the love that helps us to avoid conflict. And so we see that in all the communities where temples are built, it has this unifying effect. For those who are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and for those who are not. So, yeah.
Some of the speakers spoke about traveling great distances. They were going to Logan, they were going to Ogden, 2 to 3, 4 hour drives going up to Afton.
Yeah.
You had a chance to talk to some of the residents of this community. Could you share with how they feel about having this temple built here now?
Well, I mean, incredible gratitude that it's closer. I think about the Cranes who helped us coordinate this today. And they talked about, you know, driving over Logan Pass in the middle of winter. I thought, how many hours and hours would they have spent behind the wheel? And they did it gratefully because they love to serve. But what a blessing to now have the temple closer. So regardless of weather or other circumstances, they can still come and, you know, come to the temple, which will be in their neighborhood and community.
Architecturally, is there anything different or unique about this temple?
It's not a modular design like we have in Helena, Montana right now. It'll be a very traditional build. And if you've seen the rendering, it's beautiful.
Well, Scott was like that.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of. Yeah.
We've heard that there are local people or people with roots from here in the Bear Lake Valley that are helping design the temple. I know for our family, we're especially grateful. Our son-in-law is going to be one of the electricians that will be able to work
Super.
In the temple. Is that something that is normal for temples when you're building them in different areas?
Wherever possible, if the skilled labor exists, we really try to use local talent, local resources. So I just met the architectural firm, and I don't know if he was one of the principals or not, but I said, where are you from? We went around, and one was from Japan,
oh, wow.
One was from Utah, one was from Virginia, and then finally the last one said, well, I grew up just right over there.
Mm-hmm.
So what a blessing for them being local.
Absolutely. I know as a community, this is something that has been talked about and promised to our faithful saints here for a long time.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about the prosperity that hopefully it will bring, but especially the blessings of saints. Do you have any more comment on that as far as what it does for an economy, for a family, for a community?
Absolutely. As I told the mayor, you know, this is not only a great blessing for, you know, those of our faith, the members of the church, but you'll watch a community rally around the building of a temple. And as it springs up, you'll see the beautification of the surrounding areas. And it brings in people who love this area. You'll have those who maybe come back home, who were raised here, have relatives here, who have left and will come back. And it's not the reason we build temples, but there will certainly be an economic impact to the community in many ways. The labor, the local resources, but especially when the temple is constructed, it'll make an already beautiful place even all the more spectacular.
You pointed out a number of individuals specifically who had something to do with either current events in the area or the upbringing of this area. Can you talk about the individual nature of making covenants in the temple and the meaning of the personal level of a temple?
Yeah, no, thank you. You know, at the end of the day, it really all draws back to our individual relationship with the Savior Jesus Christ. And as much as this is a community event and the neighbors will drive by it and we'll see this beautiful edifice on this spot, at the end of the day, when individuals are able to go in, it's all about their personal relationship with the Savior. And it benefits the community, but it's all based on the one and on each of us individually. And what a blessing that is.
Now, with the groundbreaking taking place today, I'm sure it's the million-dollar question. Any idea? Is there any sort of target completion that they put together for when things start to happen?
Well, I couldn't speak to that. I wish that I could. I think that we're completing temples quicker today than we were a few years ago when we had shortages of labor and other supplies. So barring any unforeseen circumstances there, it should be on schedule. Whatever that schedule is above my pay grade. Yeah. Great question. Thank you.